Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Free Ride, Heartbreak, Courage, and the 20,000-mile motorcycle journey that changed my life. By Noraleigh Schoenmaker is a travel memoir shaped by rupture and reinvention. Built around a long solo motorcycle journey, the book follows a narrator who chooses motion over stagnation after personal heartbreak, turning the open road into a place to grieve, rebuild confidence, and test her own resilience. The premise speaks to more than adventure. It is about what happens when everyday identity falls apart and a person decides to author a new one through deliberate discomfort. The motorcycle becomes both tool and teacher, demanding practical competence, calm judgment, and the humility to learn in public. Along the way, the narrative highlights the emotional texture of solo travel, the small logistics that make big goals possible, and the quiet bravery required to keep going when fear, fatigue, or doubt shows up. It is an introspective, road-driven story about choosing life again. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, heartbreak as a catalyst for reinvention. A central thread in the book is how personal loss and emotional upheaval can push someone toward drastic, life-altering choices. Rather than framing heartbreak as a simple before and after event, the story treats it as an ongoing condition that colors decisions, confidence, and self-talk. The motorcycle journey becomes a constructive response to pain, not an escape hatch that magically removes it. By committing to a long route with real risk and uncertainty, the narrator channels grief into action and replaces rumination with daily, solvable problems. That shift matters. When you are responsible for navigation, safety, repairs, and progress, you gain evidence that you can function even when you do not feel whole. The book also explores the tension between independence and vulnerability. Traveling alone demands self-reliance, but it also highlights moments when help is necessary and accepting it becomes part of healing. Reinvention here is not portrayed as a single courageous leap. It is built through repeated choices to continue, to adapt, and to stay open to new versions of home, relationships, and identity. Secondly, the reality of a 20,000-mile motorcycle journey. The narrative emphasizes that epic travel is made of unglamorous details. A 20,000-mile ride is not only scenic highways and inspirational milestones, it is also weather management, route planning, border logistics, budgeting, gear decisions, and constant attention to the bike. The book highlights how momentum is earned through preparation and routine, checking the motorcycle, anticipating terrain changes, choosing safe stopping points, and making conservative decisions when conditions turn. It also shows how uncertainty is part of the deal. Plans can collapse due to mechanical issues, road closures, illness, or simple exhaustion, and the rider must build flexibility into both schedule and mindset. By describing the cadence of long-distance travel, the story demystifies what looks impossible from the outside. The takeaway is practical and psychological. Big journeys become doable when broken into manageable days and when the traveler accepts that discomfort is not a sign of failure. The motorcycle itself becomes a constant companion and responsibility, reinforcing the idea that freedom on the road is earned through competence, patience, and respect for limits. Thirdly, courage, risk, and decision-making on the road, courage in the book, is less about fearlessness and more about decision-making under stress. Solo riding forces continuous judgments, when to push forward, when to stop early, which roads to avoid, and how to respond when something feels off. The story explores how fear can be informative rather than paralyzing, prompting better preparation and more thoughtful choices. Over time, the narrator develops a personal risk framework that balances ambition with safety, acknowledging that bravery without discernment can become recklessness. This theme also includes situational awareness and boundary setting. Traveling alone can invite unwanted attention or complicated dynamics, and the rider must learn to trust intuition, communicate clearly, and leave situations that do not feel right. Importantly, the book presents confidence as something built through repeated small wins, not something you either have or lack. Each solved problem, each navigated challenge, and each recovered setback becomes proof of capability. The result is a portrait of courage as a skill that improves with practice, reflection, and an honest understanding of one's own strengths and constraints. Fourthly, connection, kindness, and the human side of solo travel. Even when traveling solo, the journey is shaped by other people. The book highlights how brief encounters can become pivotal, offering safety, guidance, encouragement, or simply a reminder that the world contains generosity. These interactions are often ordinary on the surface, directions shared, tools lent, a place to rest, a conversation over food. Yet they carry emotional weight because they arrive when the traveler is tired, uncertain, or far from familiar support. The story also captures the paradox of solitude. Being alone amplifies both loneliness and clarity. Without constant social buffering, feelings rise quickly and must be met directly. At the same time, the absence of a fixed audience allows the traveler to observe, listen, and learn with fewer performative pressures. The book suggests that independence does not have to mean isolation. Instead, it can mean choosing connection intentionally, practicing gratitude, and recognizing interdependence as a form of strength. By weaving human moments into the mechanics of travel, the narrative shows how personal transformation is often sparked not just by landscapes, but by the people met along the way. Lastly, life lessons from distance, identity, purpose, and starting over. As the miles accumulate, the journey becomes a moving laboratory for identity. Removed from familiar routines and expectations, the narrator is forced to answer basic questions: what matters, what is worth carrying, and what no longer fits. The book portrays how travel can strip life down to essentials, making values visible through daily choices. Purpose emerges less from grand declarations and more from persistence, curiosity, and the willingness to be a beginner. Mechanical mishaps, navigation errors, and difficult days function as feedback rather than proof of inadequacy. That reframing supports a broader message about starting over. You do not need perfect certainty to move forward, only a workable next step and the courage to adjust as you learn. The motorcycle journey also highlights embodiment and presence. Riding demands attention to the immediate environment, which can quiet spirals of regret or worry. Over time, resilience becomes less dramatic and more steady, grounded in routine, self-trust, and a growing capacity to tolerate discomfort. The resulting life lesson is that change is possible when you commit to motion, responsibility, and honest self-assessment. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy travel memoirs, motorcycle adventure stories, and personal growth narratives grounded in real-world challenges. It will also resonate with anyone navigating heartbreak, a major life transition, or the uneasy feeling of needing a reset without knowing where to begin. The journey demonstrates how confidence is built through competence, learning, planning, making decisions, and solving problems day after day. That message can translate directly into a reader's life. Whether the goal is leaving a stuck situation, rebuilding after a breakup, or pursuing an intimidating dream, one practical step at a time. Compared with many inspirational titles that stay abstract, this story is anchored in the concrete demands of long-distance riding, making its lessons feel earned rather than preached. The mix of emotional honesty and logistical reality helps the book stand apart from similar adventure memoirs that focus only on thrills, or only on thrills, or only on thrills, or only on introspection. It is worth buying because it offers both an engaging narrative and a workable model of resilience. Feel the fear, prepare carefully, accept help when needed, and keep moving until a new life starts to take shape. If you would like to support Norley Schoenmaker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.